We are on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. Tashma. Bahoyu Nechayinim L'yayim Hashlishi. The Pasuk says they should be prepared for the third day. So it seems the third day was Matan Torah. So this is very good according to the Chachomim, that the Prisha was Yayim Heyuvav, and the third day was Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Prisha was 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So what's for you in the Chayinim L'yayim Hashlishi? No, Samazayesis. First the Kasha was, if the Prisha was Wednesday and Thursday, so Mameila V'ayin Nechayinim L'yayim Hashlishi, so Mantera should be Friday. Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi, so the Gemara says, Omrinin Yayim Echot Hosef Moshe Midaitoi. So Mameila, so that's how it came out Shabbos. And the Loshen Rashi tells it. Let us see what Rashi says. V'hoyu nechaynim hachi gasin, v'hoyu nechaynim l'yayim ha'shlishi. V'lai gasin v'hoyu nechaynim l'shloishish yom. Ha'amorom yayim echot ha'isif. V'hai kros, and now Rashi asks on the Loshen of the Pasuk, the v'hoyu nechaynim l'yayim ha'shlishi. Kod shebrichu omalei, the Rabbein Yishloilim told, omalei l'moyshe, Moshe Amalam Li Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's before the Isaf. V'hoyu nechaynim l'yayim ha'shlishi. Moshe Amalahem heyu nechaynim l'shloishes yamin. That was the extra day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe. V'loy Amal l'yayim ha'shlishi elapirshu gimul yamin. So, Ace is the tzivai of the Rabbein Yishlom as v'ayin nechayinim l'yayim ha'shlishi. And Moshe Rabbein Yishlom said, hey, nechayinim l'shloishes yomim. Ukra d'chsi v'ayihi b'yayim ha'shlishi b'hiyoy saboike. Aye, the Pasuk says that Matan Torah was b'yayim ha'shlishi. Shlishi l'yomim shleimim. This is the third day after the yomim shleimim Shaleilon Imam Kama. So the Yomim Shleimim were Yom Hei and Yom Vav. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Toshma. We hear a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Shlishi. The Shlishi was, we don't know yet Pshat in the first Shlishi, but this Shlishi was Shlishi Bachodesh. It was the third day in Chodesh Sivan, Ushlishi Bashabbos, and the third day in the week, Yom Gimel. So we see klar that the third day of the Chodesh was the third day of the week. So we see that Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Aleph. Kashil Rabbon. Amir Loch Rabbonon, Homoni Rabbi Yossi. This Parais is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Let us see Rashi. Toshema, the sanya bebraise ochi. We learned in the braise as follows. Shlishi, shlishi bachodesh hoyo, shlishi bashabes hoyo. Olakamon boi, shlishi kamo lemai. What's the first shlishi? Akocha b'milsa de shlishi kamai. It's talking about something that shlishi, v'kamar alo, and this shlishi was, shlishi zeh, this shlishi was, Shlishi b'chodesh, which was Shlishi b'Shabbos. Kashi l'Rabbono, d'shaminon, b'chad b'Shabbos, ikve yarche. So we see that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Imkein, al kolchoch, b'trei b'Shabbos, oma levatem tiyu. B'tloso agbole, b'arbo prishe. U'b'shvii nitna teire, d'lokol alme b'Shabbos nitna teire. So Mamela al kolchoch, this cheshben is not according to the Rabbon. So the Gemara says it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara continues. Shlishi lemai. What is this shlishi? This shlishi was shlishi b'chodesh and shlishi b'Shabbos. What is the first shlishi speaking about? Lich desanye. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. Uchsi vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. Ma omar lo Yakodish Baruch Hu l'Moishe. What did Rabbi Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Uma omar lehem Moshe l'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told that to Klal Yisrael, Uma omri Yisrael l'Moishe. And what did Klal Yisrael answer Moshe? Ma'eshe Moshe b'nei Agvura. Zu mitzvah sagbola. So, divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, the Vayoshev is and va'atem tiyuli mamleches koinem v'goy kodesh, and the vayagid is on mitzvah sagbola that Moshe Rabbeinu heard b'yayim ha'shlishi, and he was Moshe b'yayim ha'revi. Rabbi Omer b'tchile perish oinsho. Tachsiv vayoshev Moshe. Rabbi is a different shot in the vayoshev and the vayagid. And also, Rabbi is moide that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, and he told the Rabbeinu Shalom that they were mekabel on the Vayoshev, and they were mekabel on the Vayagid. Vayoshev Moshe, Dvorim Shemeshavavim Daitoi Shal Odom. So Rashi learns Pshat Meshavavim, this is something that a person does not want to accept. This was the Onshim. And they were mekabel the onshim. Ula b'soif pirish matn schoro, tachsiv vayaged Moshe. Dvorim shemoshchin liboi shel odom ka'agode. So Moshe Rabbeinu related to Klal Yisrael the onshim, and they were mekabel the onshim on themselves, and he related to Klal Yisrael the schar, and they were mekabel on that also. Vika da amri, the other way around. Betchilo pirish matn schoro. First he told Klal Yisrael matn schoro, d'chsiv vayoshev Moshe dvorim shemeshivin datoy shel odom, ulo besoif pirish oinsho. D'chsiv vayaged Moshe dvorim shekoshim laodom kigidim. Others, I think the Ben Yoyoda wants to say that there's no machloikis, there were two inyonim. In the Bein Odom Lechaveirois, what the person thinks is not too important, so that was first, he was Magdim, the Onshon. They should realize the Chaymer Hadvorim. Then he told them the Scha. By the Bein Odom Lamokim, a person thinks it's so difficult, so there first he told them the Scha, and then he told them the Onshim. Others want to say that the Dvorim Koshim were first told to the Schorim, and that was the Seder for the Schorim and for the Nekevis. They were first told about the Schar and then about the difficulties. Al Koponim, let us see how we were Miyashiv this Barais. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi Lichdesanye. Vahochi Koma. Yoim Shlishi. This Yom Shlishi, which we are pinpointing, when was it in the Chodesh? When was it in the Shavua? Yom Shlishi l'dvorim shehischil Moshe. This is the third day that Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshech to speak to Klal Yisrael. Lahamshech libom shel Yisrael uleforish einshon umaton schorom. For Oisei Yoim, in the third day of the Divrei Moshe, Hoyo Shlishi Bachodesh, Shlishi Bashabes, Rabbi Yosi Komalo. The Chidushi Yaran asks, even though the Gemara says before, that the first day Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak with them, Mishim Chul Shaduruche, that is, he did not speak with them, Divrei Nevuye and Sevuye from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But his own dvarim, lahamshech libom, that he started the first day. Vayoshev vayagid v'chima omar akodish boruchu l'moyshe. Bein vayoshev moyshe, denase, levayagid moyshe, this is according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, sh'omar lam liyisrael, uma omri yisrael l'moyshe alka, sh'hutzrach moyshe lahagid l'mokim. There was no tzivui. So what was the Vayagidan. Zu mitzvah sagbole, this we learned yesterday also, the same cheshbon, sha'af al pi sheksuve achel mitzvah prishe, even though mitzvah sagbole is written after mitzvah prishe, bishlishi nemroloi. Mitzvah sagbole was said bishlishi, and as we mentioned yesterday, the Rishonim and the Marsha also says that it's merumis in hine anochi bo elecho ba'av ha'onon. Elecho ba'av ha'onon, already that is merumis already mitzvah sagbola, that afka elecho, Kla Yisrael will not be in the same mechitza that you are. Sh'av b'shiksu v'acha mitzvah sprishe b'shlishi nemroloi. V'utzuch lahoshiv, and Yoim Dalet Moshe Rabbeinu was meishiv shekiblu aleihem. Oinsho shel teire. Meshavavim kemoi vayelech shoivov. Shoivov means shemoinin milakabel. They do not want to accept upon themselves an oil. That's a tight shoivov. Sheim yekablu, if they'll accept it, yeyonshu. Hadvorim halolu meshavavim eslibo min amokim. Hearing about the oinshim, this is not Moishech the Leiv Adam, but Adarabe, it brings about a rotzen not to be mekabel. V'afal pi kain kiblu aleihem. Even though it's dvorim shemishavavim shemoinim melekabel, they were mekabel. Kigidim yerek ma. Zaktais v'skoshel rabbonon perish lamashe perish lover de'leil de bekviyah de'yarche pligi. The whole machlokes, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi is when Rosh Chodesh was, so Mamele, here we see clear that Rosh Chodesh was Yom Rishon. Zog die Gemara weiter. Toshma. Shishi. It was the sixth day of something, the Gemara will explain. This was Shishi b'Chodesh, Shishi b'Shabbos. Kasha l'Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, Shishi b'Chodesh was Shabbos. So the Gemara answers Onami Rabbi Yossi. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now what is the first Shishi? Shishi l'mai. Rava Oma l'achniyosam. That this was the sixth day from when they were choine on Midbar Sinai. This is the sixth day from the Shas Chanoya. That's what Rava said. Rav Ache bar Yaakov Omar l'mason. That this is also the sixth day from the Nesiyah Mirefidim. That means it says in the Posik, Vayisu Mirefidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. So the Shaila is, did this all occur in one day? Rav Ache bar Yaakov says that the Vayisu and the Vayavoyu occurred on one day. So everything occurred Sunday. And Rava holds, no, the Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai occurred Sunday. They were traveling Shabbos. The Nesiyah was Shabbos. So what is the Machloikis Rava and Ravache bar Yaakov? Ukemiflegi b'Shabbos the Mora. They have a Machloikis that the Mora, which was before, they were Nitztava on Shabbos. How do we know that they were nitztava on Shabbos and Mora, because by the Dibros Achronis it says, Kasher tzivcho Hashem Eloikecho, Shomer Hashem Shabbos Lekashe, Kasher tzivcho Hashem Eloikecho, that there was a previous tzivui, V'omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Kasher tzivcho b'moro. The Kasher tzivcho was, when Shom Som Loicheiko Mishpot, that was in Mora. There was a tzibui on Shabbos. So Memele, that's Muchach from the Luchas Achroines, that there was a tzibui in Mora. Now the Shaila was on which halachas was there a tzibui? Mar Sova, a Shabbos, Ifko, Ravol, they were only Nitztava and Melechus Shabbos. But Atchumim, Lo Ifko. But on Tchumim, they weren't Nifka. There was no Tzivui b'mora on Tchumim. So therefore, Rava says, the Vayisu was Shabbos. they weren't mitzuba and tchumim, so they traveled Shabbat. Umar sovor and Rabache ba Yaakov hold atchumim nami yifkut. That in Mora they were nitzava and tchumim, so memele. So therefore, it's shishi lemason. So the vayisu mirpidim, vayavoy midbar Sinai. Everything was on yom rishin b'shabbes. So this was the sixth day of the nesiyah and the chanoyah. Lachaneyasam zekrashi sherei bereish chaydish chano. V'hochi kamar shishi lachaneyasam. Who are the sixth day from the Dechanoyo, one wants to pinpoint it, when was it in the days of the month, in the days of the week, who are Shishi B'chodesh, who Shishi B'Shabbos. L'mason, af l'mason, that this is the sixth day also from the Vayisu Melfidim. Shebiyoim, Shebo, L'midbar Sinai, the day they came to Midbar Sinai, Nosu Melfidim. So this is the sixth day from the Nesiyos. What is the machloikis? Because miflegi Rav Ache ve'rove b'mitzvah Shabbos shenem olam b'mor. And the mitzvah Shabbos, which was already nitztava b'mor, so the machloikis is im nitztavo ala tchumim boi b'yoim. If there was already a tzivoy an tchumim, oiloi. They weren't mitzvah an tchumim. תחסיב בדיברי סחרין הישומר אשוי מהשבס לקדשוי כאשר צבחו כאשר צבחו like there was a previous ציבוי שמאמי נו קוידם הדיברי סנצטבו but there was a ציבוי before מתן תוירה ואומר רב יהודה במור תחסיב שם סום לא יחייקו משפט so male there was the first ציבוי on Shabbos. So now the Shaila was the Tzivui Antchumim also, or Antchumim Loivkit? Or maybe they were not Mitzuvi yet Antchumim. Hilka, Shenosu Merefidim, Nosu B'Shabbat. So they traveled Shabbat. Shaloi Huzaru, Shaloi Leilech Yoisam Mi'Alpayim Amen. There wasn't a Azore of Alpayim Amen yet from Moritz, so maybe they could travel in Shabbat. Let us see Taisvim. Kasher tzivcho b'moro. The tzivu was b'moro. V'im taima. Menolei de b'moro ifke da Shabbos. That is true. That kasher tzivcho means that there was a previous tzivu before Matan Torah. So that's like Taisvim. But how do you know that this tzivu was in moro? Vilme kasher tzibcho beparshas mon, the ashkechon dinei Shabbos ksuvim shom, eis asher teifu eifu. So memele, we see that there also were dinei Shabbos. Dinei Shabbos were told in parshas amon, which is after Moro. That was a midbar sin. So how did the Gemara know to pinpoint it to Moro? Some sefer wants to say, that Emerson, Chazal tell us that, why was Shomer v'Zocher Nemer b'Dibur Echot? To tell us that whoever is Mitzvah b'Shomer is Mitzvah b'Zocher. In other words, even though Zocher is a mitzvah sasei shazman grome, and Noshim apotar from a mitzvah sasei shazman grome, but since the Mitzvah in Shomer, the Mitzvah na loy sase, so mamela the Mitzvah na esa also. So he says as follows, if you will say that the Akashat Shomer Eshoim HaShabbos L'Kashoy, Kashat Tzivcho, it would be going on Parshas Amon. He says, on Parshas Amon, there is not a lav on Shabbos. It's only a lav abo mechlal asay. Eisa Shateifu Eifu, you should bake the things before Shabbos. That's a mitzvah sasei, a lav abo michlal asei, you should not bake it in Shabbos. But there's no lav, it's a yishomer of an asei. Yishomer, you should be careful that it should be baked on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So there's a machlokes ameiroim, if yishomer the ese, has a din of an ese, and has a din of a lav. So Memeila said, Chasam Sefer says, Al Koponim, according to the man the Yomar, that he shomer the Esse, the din of an Esse, so it can't be Kasher Tzivcho and Parshas Amon. Because, so then why do you need the Shomer V'Zocher? The whole Shomer V'Zocher is to tell us that whoever, the Shomer V'Zocher B'Dibur Echot was Nemro. To tell us, Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmire, Yeshnei B'Shire. So Bishloime, if it's going on more, and we will assume in more they were Metzuvah and the Lavin. So Memele, so that's why it says Shomer, to tell us that Noshema Metzuvah B'Kiddush Hayoyim, but if I will say it is going on Parshas Amon, so Noshim an Mitzuve and Shomer the Esse either. So why did it say Shomer Bezocher B'Dibarech? That's how he wants to emphasize Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus says V'Yeshloima Mishum the Bekibed Ove Aim Nami Siv Kasha Tzivcha. So there are two dibris in the Seres HaDibris that says Kasher Tzivcho. Umistame, ki heichi dahai Kasher Tzivcho b'more, ochinami ha. Eisi, so that the Gemara held that the two Kasher Tzivcho were said in the Tzivuyim, were said in the same Zman. And Chazal hold that in Mora they want it stava and kibbut ovei. So Mamela, the kasher tivcha of Shabbos, and some was also the Mora. V'chein muchach beperik dalet misis de itmer milse de Rav Yehuda atarvay. That Omar Rav Yehuda marav kasher tivcha b'mora, the kasher, he's going on both kasher tivchos. The kasher tivcha of kibbut ov and the kasher tivcha of Shabbos. The kelt, that is the hechrich that both when it's tava b'mor. Period. Bim taima. Bekiven de b'more ifkida Shabbos. Heichi omrinen b'peire kol kisvei. The Gemara says as follows. Til molei shomer Yisrael Shabbos rishoine. If the first Shabbos, the Klal Yisrael's mitzuvin, if they would have been shomrei Shabbos, Leisholto behen ume veloshn. Shenema vayehi bayoim ashvi, yotsu minon lilkoi, uchsi vashe vayove yamolek. Eistis, the vayove yamolek came about because there wasn't a shmira Shabbos. Is amai kori lahai Shabbos rishoyne? This wasn't the first Shabbos. Kivin de bemorem itstavu. Yeah. So this wasn't the first Shabbos. The Mikor Ksiv Vayisu Me'elim Vayavoyu Midbarsin Vamrinem Besomach Doisi Hayoim Shabbos. We're going to learn later in the Gemara, in this Amid, that they came to Midbarsin Chamisha Seyoim Be'ir, and this was Shabbos. So Memela, they were Nitzava and Shabbos in Moro, and they came to Midbasin, which was Shabbos. So Lemaise, so this was their first Shabbos, and it was an uneventful Shabbos. The Torah didn't say there was any Chilul Shabbos. So Memela is the Chmer de Kshver from the Gemara weiter, Il Molo Yisham Riso Shabbos Rishayna. For Oid Makshin, not only was there one Shabbos before the Shabbos of before Vayovei Amolek, the Mashma Mitoich HaPsukim Sheshtei Shabbosis Hoyu Koidem. There were two Shabbosis before the Shabbos of when they were Machalo Shabbos. Rishoinek Shenosu Me'elem. The first Shabbos was when they left Elim and they came to Midbar Sin. V'acher Oisei Shabbos, after this Shabbos, Yored Lehem Amon. That means, after this Shabbos it says, that when Yisraim and Midbar Sin down Yisraim, they didn't have any food. And the Rabbi Shalom said, there's this boiker, you'll get the mon. So that was, so the mon started falling on Yom Rishin, va'acher oisei Shabbos yorod le'mamon. Fine. So we have a whole week of Yeridus Amon. Ursiv vayehi bayom hashishi, loktu lechem mishne, Vayenichu oisa yad boike, and nothing happened, it didn't spoil. Vayomer Moshe ichlu hayoim. Fakelti, there's nothing what to worry about. And then, that second Shabbos, he told them, sheish yomim til kitu. So it seems there were two Shabbosos before this third Shabbos. Mashme shebe Shabbos shlishi shachamorei. And here the Gemara says, Ilmole shomri Yisrael Shabbos rishoyne resholto behen umo. The Svasemis wants to say that because by this Shabbos it says Aloshin Nesoyin, that the Rebbein Shem will be Menasek Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara means the Shabbos of Nesoyin. If they would have, this was a Shabbos of Nesoyin, and they weren't Mekayim the Nesoyin. That's how the Sfasemis wants to emphasize this Kash. Va'omar Rav Yehuda Kasher Tzivcho B'moro Haikro B'mishne Toyrekzit. The posik asher tzivchas v'mishnah Torah by the luchas shniyah. The lack of a meimer, and you can't say asher tzivcha b'matan Torah. Avshe zom zogen poshe pshat. If it's speaking about the luchas shniyah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is saying shomer Hashem Shabbos l'katshe asher tzivcha b'matan Torah. Shrei Moshe lo yhoyo misaper. Moshe was not relating to them what happened. Ella ala seida. He was repeating he wasn't telling it over third person. And what happened then? He was telling over now. The kulu like siv kasher tzivcha. Manav shech. If that would be, actually this is another ayah. If the kasher tzivcha would be the way it was told over then, so memele. So I should say by all the seres adibris. Atchumim loy ifkit. So the Gemara said, that is the machloikis, if there was a tzivoy and tchumim. Rava held, there was no tzivoy and tchumim. Bemore, so memele, the vayisu mirfidim occurred on Shabbos. Ein tzorech loimer the osye kerabekive, the omar tchumim deiraise. He says, if there's a pilpul, were they mitztava and tchumim or not mitztava and tchumim? So weiss the chois that when they were, the pilpos, when were they mitztava and tchumim? Were they mitztava and tchumim by more or later? So lechayr whatever so is gewissen that this is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the tchumim the reise. Ein zorich loimar the osie ke Rabbi Kiva, the omar tchumim the reise, the mashme lekula alme, the vesina lechalapoches ifke da tchumim. Because when the Loshna Gemara Vaistachois, the whole Shaila, like the whole Shaila is when were they in Itztava and Tchumim? But they Zicha won Itztava and Tchumim. So it's very modern to say that they're all going according to Rabbi Kiva, if there's a Machloikis and this, if Tchumim is the Reis or Lav the Reis. So the Ritva brings down that in the Yerushalmi it says that Sholish Parso Alpayim Amo is a machloikis if it is a deraisa or if it's not a deraisa. The Taisus Haroshin, the Ritva bring down that Gimel Parse Lekula Alma is a deraisa. So, Fakel, this was not a shiur only from Refidim to Sinai, because it was not only a shiur of Alpayim Amo, it was a shiur of Gimel Parse. Al Koponim, Taisvis doesn't hold of this parrot. So Taisvis says, the lav davke noka tchumim, ele kloimer heitzo, shahoyu meilichin imoem kol asher lehem. The Gemara doesn't mean tchumim. The Gemara means heitzo. Was there a sivoy of heitzo? Umar sovar heitzo lo yifkit. Omar Sover Ifkit. Because the Loshin Tchumim, the Ramban, says as follows. Rishuyois, the Rishusa Rabim, or Rishusa Yochid, Tchumim Korilei. He says the Torah made Gvulim, from where one is permitted to carry, That's what the Gemara calls Tchumim. Like this, the Gemara says Tchumim, and Taisva says Zaitzah is a Mitzl Modne. So the Ramban explains it, that the Gvulim of Aitzah, that's the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochit, that they took out from the Yeholim, and they brought, when they started moving, they took out from the Yeholim, and they brought it to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara means Aitzah. Rashi, we see that Rashi's Klo does not learn like Taisus. Rashi says Klo. Shlehuzeru shlelelech yaisa mealpayim amen. Rashi learns Klo that we're speaking Taka of Tchumim. So then the problem is Taka, the Gemara does go according to Rabbi Kiva, but then there's another problem. Taka, what's with the problem with Aitzah? How are they able to travel? So this, the Rishonim say, Ritve, Kedushiyaran, that everything was under Chamoirim. They didn't carry anything. Now what? There's a din of Shvises Behemtoi, Mechamer. So that they weren't mitzuveh, according to anyone, they weren't mitzuveh in Mora. So memele, so as the problem of carrying, there wasn't a problem. The whole problem was, heistis, als trummen. If we don't say like Taisvit. Yet, bemisen it's moiredik modne. If you say that that they weren't mitzuveh on Shvises Behemtom and on the love of Mechamer, so the posik is very modne. The posik says Shomer Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshoi Kasher Tzivcho, and then later it says Ato Vincho Abdecho Shercho. So it's very modne. How we understand the kasher tzivcho, which goes on mora, on shoycho. Shoycho, the Ran wants to say what was not in mora. Achlal it's modern, if they want mitzuva and haitzah, the way Taisva says, is also modern. So in the shomer of the seres adibris, we're not speaking about haitzah. We're speaking about lamed ches malachis, not lamed tes malachis. Ba'aval gav, the beparshes monksiv al yeitze ishmim koinu. Rektach Taisviz. He says, Taisviz says now that the whole meduba of the Gemara here is not about Tchumim, because Tchumim is at a Rabbonim. So the Shaila is about Eitzot. Rektach Taisviz, Eitzot. Ba'aval gav, the beparshes monksiv al yeitze ishmim koinu. So the zikr was an iser eitzah. If it wasn't b'mora, it was al kaponim b'parshas amon. So this was still before refidim. Ikal meimer she'achar matn teira nema. Achar she'nasa hamishkan k'may shama kodesh boruch hu laniach tzinzenes lefnei ha'edus. Mishum de shaychi lemili de mon kasvino osa. Now, tachsich mir, the loshen of Taisvis is very unclear. Let me first tell you the loshen of the Taisvis harosh. Mestama Taisvis also means the same thing. Taisvis mestama is a bissel fagreist. The Taisvis harosh says that, well, let's come back to Taisvis kasha. Taisvis kasha was that, if the meduber, agemor is mefalpol, we're not speaking about tchumim. Tchumim is adarabon. So we're speaking about, was it possible to travel on Shabbos? So the shaila was there an iser heitzo, or was there not an iser heitzo? So Taisa says the zikha was an iser heitzo, because in Parsha Samon it says, al yeitze yishmim koimen, the chazal darshan al yeitze yishmim koimen. So the Taisa Rosh says like this. Al yoytze ish mim koimoi acha matan teure nema. This was said after Matan Torah. Kemoi, Sheparshas and Senes Amon, Aksuvisham, just like in Parshas Amon, we have about the Tzinsenes Amon, V'loi Nemro Ad Acher Shenasa HaMishkan. So Be'etzem Tosfos is saying whatever is written in Parshas Amon was said in that Kufa. The Parshas Tzinsenes Amon was said later B'Shas Takomis HaMishkan. And it was put into Parshas Amon because in Parshas Amon, which all the dinim of the Amon were related, so this tzivui, which was said much later, after the words of Mishkan, was also put into Parshas Amon. So Taisus means to say, so who adin the Iser of Eitzor, which really was Nitzstava after Matan Torah, was put into this Parsha, because in this Parsha, the Torah was koilal all Hilcheis Amon. So from the Taisus HaRosh we see klar that Matan Torah was the Zman of the Tzivoy of Eitzor, and Acher Shenasa HaMishkan, that was the Zman of the Tzinsenes Amon. That's Mestama what Taisus means also, because Eitzor was Zichar not said Acher Shenasa HaMishkan, Eitzor was Zichar said before. So Mestama there's a grize in Taisus, the Shenasa HaMishkan is going on Tzinsenes Amon. But let us see, in the way Niktoises, Darshin Minei Eitzor B'Sefer Kama De'Erevin, Ikol Meimer, Sha'ach HaMatan Torah Nema. The Posik Al Yeitze Ish Mim Koimoi, which means there's an Isser Eitzor, this Tzivu was said after Matan Torah. Acher Shenasa Mishkan, K'moi Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu Nir Tzinsenes Lefnei Ha'Eides. So Toises somehow means that just like the Tzivu of Tzinsenes, which was said after the Melechus HaMishkan. Umishum de Shaychi Lemili Demon, and since these two Tzivuyim have a Shaychis with Inyone Hamon, Kosvinu Hosso. But these two Tzivuyim were not said in that Zman. So that's Tosis is answering. So Tosis number one put away a Yesod, that the Pilpul, if Nitztavu Atchum means Tchumei Haitzor, the way the Ramban says, and the man the Yoma that holds that they were not mitzuva, Ravad holds they were not mitzuva on Eitzor, that what it says al Yetzish Mimkoim, it was a pasuk that was said after Matan Torah. And Lemaise, they put it, the Rebbein Shalom, since it's a pasuk which was said, B'negeya the Mon, so it was put into Parshas Amon. Uleman the Omar Ifkut, according to the man the Yomar, that they were nitztave in Eitzor by Moro, so it's also Akasha. So the nitztave in Eitzor by Moro, so why does it say in the Parshas Amon later, al yeitze yishimim kaimai, that Chazal darshan al yeitze yishimim kaimai? So this also is the same teretz. Uleman the Yomar ifkoit, afal pishe b'moro nema, even though the Iser of Al Yeitze was already said b'more, Kosvei Hosom, the Torah wrote it in Parshas Amon, Kedefrishe, since it's Negeya the Mon, so Memele, the Torah put this Tzivui in Parshas Amon. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshima, Nissen, Sheboi Yotzu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. The Nisin that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Barbo also shochetu pischeyem. They shechted the Korban Pesach, Barbo also. Bachmisha also yotzu. They went out chamisha also. Ule erev, in the evening afterwards, loku b'chayres. It was makis b'chayres. Frech the Gemara, lo erev, salke daitach. The evening after they went out was loku b'chayres. Ela eimo mi bo erev. Mi bo erev. Erev of tuchamisha osa loko b'chayres. Bo oisei hayoim, chamishi b'shabes hoye. Now, the day that they went out was chamishi b'shabes. Zog de Gemara. So now, if they went out, if 15 days in Nisan was on a Thursday. Midachameser benissen chamishi b'shabbetz. Reish yalche de'iyo shabse. So reish chodesh iyo fell out on a shabbetz. That means since Nissen is a molay, so the reish chodesh of the next month is 2 days later in the cheshbon of the Shavua. So therefore, Reish Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos. The Reish Yalche de Sivin Chad be Shabbos, because Iyar is a Choser. So Memele, so then it's only 1 day later from the previous Chodesh. So Memele is Chad be Shabbos. So we see Klo that Reish Chodesh was Chad be Shabbos. Kasha la Rabbonon. So it's a Kasha and the Rabbonon. That we learned that the Rabbanon hold that Reish Chodesh was Trei B'Shabbat. Omri lecho Rabbanon, Iyer dahi shato avuri yavrua. Lemaise, they were ma'aber that Iyer. So it comes out that so Reish Chodesh was not Sunday, so Reish Chodesh was Monday. Agav Urche, the Ritva says that Sai, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Matan Torah was the seventh day in Sivan. Sai, according to the Rabbonah, that it was the sixth, but the Gemara says Avuri Avrua, that Iyar was Molei. So it comes out that the Cheshbon of Sfira Sa'imer, it was not the 50th day, it was the 51st day. According to all Cheshbonis. But he says that doesn't have to us. By us the Yom Tovim is not totally in Sfira, by us the Yom Tovim is totally in the Yemei HaChodesh. So Mele, the Zvav Seven, so Mele. But Lemaise, Sai according to Rabbi Yossi, and Sai according to the Rabbana that say Avuri Avrua, that year, Shavuos was not Yom Chamishim Loima, it was Yom Echad V'Chamishim Loima. Let us see Rashi. La'erev loko ha'b'chayres. La'erev mashma, la'erev habo, the evening after Chamisha Oso. Reish yalche de'iyo shapse, shrei nisen molei hu li'oilo. Nissen is always a mole. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim, that's a Gisra Bach also. V'reish yachah hu dibur chadosh, that's a new dibur ha-maskol. And it goes, V'reish yachah de sivin, chad b'shabbat, shrei iyer choser. Iyer is choser, so memele. So therefore it should come out on Sunday. Zog Tosfos. Ba'oise yoim chamishi b'shabbosoy. So the Gemara says that the yoim hayitziye was on chamishi b'shabbos. Ve'imkei, ve'revi'i shachet u'pischeya. Ve'nimtze b'shabbos sha'ovro, lokchu pischeya. So the mishchu u'kru lochem, which was said, yud yomim b'nissen, so that was Shabbos. Sha'osoye ba'oso lachoyt. Al kein kairin oisoi Shabbos hagovu. So that means if the mishru akhu was said 4 days before, which was on Shabbos, so this is called Shabbos hagovu. Vishenasa boi neiz govu. Kedamrinim bemedrish, shelokhu pischeim, va oisoi Shabbos, niskapzu bechoireis umeis ha'oilom eitzel Yisrael, v'shalom lama hoya oisen kach, why are you taking the shabson? Amru lehen, zevach pesach l'ashem, sheyarek b'chayrei mitzrayim. Hochu eitzel aviseyim vel parek, is the chamer de kezach, levakish mimenu sheyishalchu Yisrael, leirotzu, v'osu b'chayres mulchome, v'holgu mehem harbei, hadohu d'chsiv, lemake mitzrayim b'vchayreim. That the b'chayrim alone were loichim with the Mitzrayim, lamake Mitzrayim bivchayreim. From the Mashav Eistachoyis, that there was another Nekud over here, that Fakert, they didn't shepherd with If they realize that this is what's going to occur, so why didn't they shepherd with the Eden? Why didn't they take away the Tloim? Takufa was also a Gevalda Kines. If someone was Ma'ira, that the Lashon of Taisus is very unclear. Shalokhu Pischayem Ba'oisai Shabbos Niskapzu B'choyreis Umayis Ha'olam. B'choyreis Umayis Ha'olam came. They told them, Zevach Pesach Lashem, Sheyarik B'choyrei Mitzrayim. And Bechlal, the Masha is another Ha'ore. The Masha is Ha'ore, Kshelokhu Pischayim Ba'oisai Shabbos, Niskapzu B'choyreis. Why did the B'choyreis come? I mean, how did the B'choyreis know how to come? I mean, later they told them that Tal Shech and the B'choyreis, if it was something interesting, everyone should have come. So the Marsha says that the Mazel Tleh was the B'choyre in the Rosh of the Mazolos. So the Tleh was Mechuvin Kineged the Mazel Tleh, so the B'choyreis were Magish, that it has something to do with them, because this is Mechuvin Kineged the Mazel, which is the B'choyr and the Rosh of all the Mazolis. So B'choyr is Umis Olam came. Umis Olam could be also the Mitzrayim. Also, they all came. This was something that interested all B'choyr. They told them it's Negeya, the B'choyr and Mitzrayim. But I used to say, Nisen Shebo Yotzu Yisrael Me Mitzrayim, Ba'abo Oso Shochtu Pizchayim, Ba'achmisha Oso Yotzu, Ve'lo Erev Loku. Bechayres. In fact, the Gemara le'erev salke daitach, aleim ami be'erev loke bechayres. Fine. Ba'oisei hayoim, chamishi b'shabesoy. But here it says, here the Bereise continues, how the Seder was. Hishlim Nisan. Nisan ended, and Nisan is a chaydish mole, that's why it says a loshen hishlim. Ve'ira iya liyois b'shabes. And Reish Chodesh Iyar was B'Shabbos. Chosar Iyar, Iyar was Chosar, V'Ira Sivin, Liyah is Bechad B'Shabbos. Shteitach Klo, the first Baraisa Yir, we didn't know Klo how the Cheshbin was, we just figured it out, so you told me a Cheshbin, Avuri Avrua. No, I'll accept it. But here in this Baraisa it says Klo, that Ira Sivin Li is Bechad B'Shabbos. Kosher L'Rabbono. So the Gemara answers, Homoni Rabbi Yosef, Enochanami. This Baraisa that says explicitly that Reish Chodesh Sivin was an Echad B'Shabbos. It's a Baraisa according to the Rabbono. Omar Rapop, Toshma, Vayisu Mei Eilim, Vayovoyu Koladas B'nei Yisrael Midbarsi. They came to Midbarsi. Bachmisha Osor Yoim, L'Chodesh Hashem. They came to Midbar Sin 15 days an year. V'oisei hayoim Shabbos hayo. The day that they came to Midbar Sin v'yavoyu kol adas b'nei Yisrael Midbar Sin, this was Shabbos. How do you know this? The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, hey, at Tainis there was no food. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, U'boike u'reisem es kvoid Hashem. That means that the Nefilas Haman will start tomorrow morning. Uchsid, and there's another pasuk that says, Sheishis Yomim Tilketu, that you'll climb the mon 6 days. So the Boiker, and it seems the Sheishis Yomim Tilketu, is going on this Boiker. So we see klar that this Boiker is Yom Rishon. Then the seventh day will be Shabbos. So we see that the day before the Boiker, the day before the Sheishes Yomim, so Koch, this was Shabbos. Umidach HaMeiser B'Iyar Shabbosim. Since 15 days in Iyar, fellows on Shabbos, Reish Yarchid Isivin, Chad B'Shabbos. So it comes out, that Reish Chodesh Sivin is Chad B'Shabbos, because it's Choser, Kasha L'Rabbono. The Stali figured out when 15 days in Iyar was. Amalach Rabbono, Iyar Dehu Shaita Avuri Avlu. That Iyar was a Chodesh Molei, So Memela, so Rosh Chodesh fell on Monday. Zogt Rashi. Hishlem Nisan, Nismalei Bishloishim Yoyim. Loshen Sholem. Chiser Ir, let's say the Girsa of the Marshal, Oseyu Choser Kisidron. Misrami Sivin Bechad B'Shabbat. Voice Yoyim Shabbos Oye, Shenema Uboiker Ureisen. Shenisramu Boy Bayoim Al Hamon. Now what Rashi says Al Hamon, I don't understand, because there was not even a tzibur yet on the mon. They were Nisraim, there was no food. But I don't know what Rashi Nisrami Boy Bayoim Al Hamon. Later, the Rabbi Shalom told me he's going to send the mon. K'dersi Bayiloinu Al Moshe. Lomi says Kol HaKol HaZeberot. Afterwards, it was avtoche that the next day there'll be mon. Ba'alkochach b'chad b'shabes yored lahem mon tchila. How do you know that the first yerida was on a Sunday? Shenemar sheishes yomim til kitu. And the nefilas amon, it says they should climb it for 6 days. V'yemeshvi l'ridosoy shabes lo yiyaboy. Reish Yalchid, the Sivin, so it comes out of 15 days in Iyar was on Shabbos. Reish Yalchid, the Sivin, Chad B'Shabbos, Shetashlam Iyar, at Tesvov, Yem Tesvov, Reish Chodesh Sivin. So it come out that this was on a Sunday. So the Gemara says that it was a Chodesh Mole. Zog Taisvis. Ursiv Sheishesh Yomim Tilkitu. So the Gemara proved. How do we know that the boiker, that this boiker, which was said after the Chanoya and Midbar Sin, was on Sunday? Because by this boiker it says Sheishes Yomim Til Ketu, and then the seventh day will be Shabbos. So if we say Sheishes Yomim Til Ketu, so Koch, we're speaking about Yom Rishon. We have 6 days to climb them up. Tema, fragt doch Teusvis, heichi meisi raya mei haikcho de bishabes hoyo. How could you bring a raya from this posik? That the day before boike was Shabbos, because right after it's a sheish shem until kitu, valoizea posik nichtav. This posik, sheish shem until kitu, is speaking a week later. Acha, if you look in Chumash, it says it like this. Acha she yorat farmon shavua. The man had fallen a week. Kshegidu nisiyei de la Moshe. Sheloktu lechem mishne. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu Erev Shabbos. Dersiv ayoyim em Moshe ichlu ayoyim. Or they came to Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos. Ichlu ayoyim. Sheish ishomim til kitu. Vahamon kvar yorat miyoyim rishin shova. So this was said the second week. They didn't know what to do with it. Shabbos, ichlu ayoyim. So this was said the second week, sheish shom. So how could you bring sheish shomim maraya that the boiker was on yom rishon from the sheish shom till kitu? This was said the next Shabbos. Va'imari av agav doloi nema ad achakach. Even though the sheish shomim till kitu was said the after Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mikol Moki Muchach Shaper, the Moshe Shochach Loimele. Moshe had forgotten to tell them. Bo Yoimer, and he told them, Ho Yoli Loimelechem, Ma She Omar HaKadosh Baruch She Nosen Esamon She Tekitu Sheish Hashem. I should have told you that. So that means, as soon as the Rabbi Yisrael said to give the man, I should have told you that the man will only be geklibben for 6 days. So memele, if that is pshat in the posik, so we see that the boike v'yayda Hashem, which was this man orishin of the Nesines Amon, Moshe Rabbeinu said a week later, I should have then told you, sheish Hashem im til kitu. V'imkein echad b'shabes hoye, so we see that boike was echad b'shabes. Amalei Rav Asi Michuzno L'Rav Ashi Toshma Vayehi Bachodesh Horishain Bashona Hashenis Ve'echod Lachodesh Ukema Mishka. That the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the Yom HaKomes HaMishka. Tone, we learned in Abaraisa. Oise yoim notal eser atores. Rishin lamaisa bereishis. It was on yoim rishin, the Yimei HaShavua. Rishin lanesiyim. It was the day when the first day of the Kabbonis Nesiyim. Rishin l'kohuna, Rishin l'avoide, Rishin l'yirida sa'ish, Rishin l'achilos kotshim, Rishin l'ishkoin shchine, Rishin l'voich es Yisrael, that was birchus koyanim, Rishin l'isar habomez, Rishin l'chadosh. So al-Kabbonim, what do we see? The first thing was Rishin l'maisa v'reishis means it was on the first day of Maisa Bereshis. That means it was on a Sunday. So Memela, so we see Reish Chodesh Nissen, the second year, fell out on a Sunday. Umedereish Yachad de Nissen Dahai Shate Chad B'Shabbes, the Ishtaked B'Dalet B'Shabbes. So the previous year, it fell out on a Wednesday. How do we know the Cheshbon? The Sanya Acherim Oimrim, Ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ve ein bein reish eshone la reish eshone, elo dalet yomim bulvat. There's a portion of the mathematical cheshbon. In the lunar year, there are 354 days. So there are 50 weeks, and they're left over 4 days. So memele, so each year is 4 days later in the cheshbon ha-shavua. So memele, so there's a 4 day difference between each year and the next year, and each year and the previous year. Yeah. Hey. So now we just figured out when Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim was. It was on a Wednesday. So if Reish Chodesh Nissen was on a Wednesday and Nissen is a mole, so Reish Chodesh Iyar is 2 days later, is on a Friday. So Reish Chodesh Iyar is on a Friday. Reish Yachad is seven, which is Chosar, Shabbat. Hey, hey. So L'chayre, this is Kashe Bein L'Rabbi Yosi Bein L'Rabbon. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh fell out on Sunday. According to Rabbanu, fell out on Monday. And here we have a cheshbon that Rosh Chodesh Sivan fell out on a Shabbos. So that's a kasha. And for the Gemara, le Rabbi Yossi shiva chaserin avod. That means that a normal year there are six chadoshim which are chaser and six amolei. So there are 354 days in the year. This year there were Shiva Chaserim. So 653 days in the year. So Memele, so 353 days in the year, I mean. So Memele, so Ibazoi, so it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Nissen was not on a Wednesday, it was on a Thursday. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. So L'Rabbi Yosi, Shiva Chaserim Ovid, L'Rabbanon, Ches Chaserim Ovid. There were 352 days that year, according to the Shnas HaLavone, and Memele, so it didn't go, so it wasn't on a Thursday, it was on a Friday. So it was Friday, Sunday, Monday. Friday was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Sunday was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Monday was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Zogt Rashi. Eser HaTorez, Rishayin La'asor HaDvorim. Rishayin LeBriyas HaOlam. She'echad B'Shabbes HaYom. The Rishash wants to say that he also means could be LeBriyas HaOlam, the Briya of Adam Arishin, if you're Benissan Ibrahim, so the Briya of Adam Arishin was on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Rishon LeBriya HaOlam She'echad B'Shabbes HaYom. Rishon LeNesiyim, or see, some say it was the same day that was the day of the Briya HaOlam. Rishon l'nesiim l'akrovis nesiim l'chanukas habayis. Rishon l'kohune, oise ayoyim shmini l'miluim v'avoyde ba'arno bono. V'ad achsho, hoyu b'pchayres. I don't know if Rashmi's Vavke b'pchayres, Chazal tell us in the Shivishim and Muluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh b'lov and Cholok. He wasn't a prayer. Maybe other avoyde was b'pchayres. Rishon l'avoyde, L'seder avoyde tzibot midem v'shar korbone shal trumis halishke. Others ask that there were Rabban Alotera Dachshund of Zung that there was a krovest midem in the Shibis Memluim also. But Rashi says that the whole avoyde tzibot started shmini l'miluim. לירידס איש, ותצא איש מפני השם, ותאכל המזבח. לחילוס קודשם, במחיצה. ובאך שבו היו נחולם בכל מוקד. וזיך החילוס קודשם בפור, אבל במחיצה זו הוגבל, ים ראשון לחיידש ניסן. לישכם בישראל שכינה, שול ששם כנרסי ושכנתי בסויכם, מכלל דת השתה, לא ישול. לבורך, ברכס קיינם, כנרסי ואיסה ארין אס יודו. לאיסר אבומס, מאחשב נסרו, שהוא רואי לפסח אויל מויד. כדכסיב אין די איסר אוף שחות איכות, so אקטורס חוץ ועל פסח אויל מויד, לא יהביאו. So when you have a פסח אויל מויד, then there's an איסר אוף שחות איכות. תהי שעתה, שונה השניס לציוסם, הוא כמה משקע. דלת יומים, שעת או כיביה כל החדושים כסדרון, when all the chadoshim are kisidron, echad molei v'echad chosam. Havu arbo yomim, bein t'chil o'shon ila t'chil o'shon acheres, sheminyin chodshe levona kisidron, shin nun dalet yomim. A year is 354 days, kulon shvuyim. So 350 days are equal weeks, 50 weeks. Chutz mi arbo yomim. So it's 4 days pushed off. ואם הויסא שונה מוברס, תכסובו שני הדורים עבדינם חסרים, פסח דוחי יום אחד לכאן. So ממילא, so then it is one day more, 5 days old. So after the Gemara, זיין חסרים עובד. There wasn't a normal 6 month חסרים and 6 month מלאים. It was 7 and 5. לאי היו אלא גימל. So there was only 353 days, lihoy ela gimel bein pesach la pesach. Hilkech dishtakech behei bishabit. So last year chaydish nissen was behei bishabit. Veleslai vacherim da omriim. Eim abrim ve mechasrim shum chaydish lezoich ela loilom echad molei vechad chosam. Now we hope that there was somehow a tzoirich by Klal Yisrael and they were mechasr zayin chadoshim. The Gemara answers l'rabonon ches chaseirim ovet. Loi hoyu bein Pesach di shtake le Pesach di idne elo beis yomim. Nimtze di shtake ve Erev Shabbos. So it's Erev Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Zog Teisves. Eser atoreis nota al oisei hayoi. Fak Teisves hodel loi choshev rishen la komis ha-mishkan. There's another rishen. כשמדמרינו במדרש שכל זיין ימי המילויים או ימי שמעמד המשכן. So this wasn't the first day of הקומס המשכן, הוא מפעל כאן. אינם אם משמדלד הקומס המשכן כוי. דורי כמה, אוי סוי היום של הקומס המשכן נוט על עשר התורס אחרס. Besides this reason, there were another 10. Reason לאכילוס קודשם. בתרס קיינם במוקם אכילס קודשם קטון ושמיטוסו בצוף. לרבונו, the Gemara answered, some of the Rashi says אכילס קודשם means that there was a din מחיצס in אכילס קודשם, במחיצה. Maybe the תרס קיינם didn't somebody want to, something's not bigger as אכילס קודשם. Maybe it's שמיטוסו בצוף. לרבונו, חס חסרים עובד. According to the Rabbonon, there were not 7 chasem, there were 8 chasem, so it's only a 2-day difference. Oimer Rabbi Yitzchak, Leihavi tzorech loimar ches chaserim ovid. You didn't have to say ches chaserim. Could be elo zayin chaserim. If it's zayin chaserim, so it comes out, Thursday, Shabbos, Sunday. No, the Iyo dehi shaiti avuri avru. And we'll say that Iyo was Moli, like we said before. So it comes out Thursday, Shabbos, Monday. Kidomar Lel, seems to say that Ches Chaseir, it could be Zayin Chaseir, but Iyo was a Moli. Al Mishum, Dele, Rabbi Yoisi, Yitzchak Lamein, Bedeshiva, Chaseir, no, Vedatanya Lel. The Oisai Hayoim, Hei Bishabbos Oyo. So we want to say when Pesach was, we wanted to make Nakanami Rabbono Shmoine, that'll come out that Oisei Hayoim Hei B'Shabbos Hoyo, that it should come out the same day. It should be on the Thursday. Toshma Desanya B'Seder Oylo Nisan Shabo Yotzo Yisrael Mitzrayim Ba'abo Oso Shochtu Pischeim Bechmisha Oso Yotzo Oisei Hayoim. The day of the Yitzias Mitzrayim was Erev Shabbos Hoyo. As I state in Seder Oilam, Midereish Yarchad de Nissen Erev Shabbos, Reish Yarchad de Iyer Chad b'Shabbos, V'Sivin B'Trei b'Shabbos. This is a raya to the Chachomim. Kasha l'Rabbi Yosi. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosi. Omer l'cho Rabbi Yosi. You're right. Homoni Rabbonani. The Nusach of Seder Oilam, this is going according to the Rabbonim. So, the Gemara Baita. Toshma, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, B'Sheini Olo Moshe V'Yorad. Moshe Rabbeinu was Olo Lahar V'Yorad. B'Shlishi Olo V'Yorad. B'Dalet Yorad. B'Shuv Lo Yolo. So, but all yod is a bissel modna. Meyachesh le olam eichen yorat, ala bavi olav yorat. Vachamishi bono mizbeach, vehikrab olav kolm. Vishishi loy hoyo loy pnai. To be oile. My love, mishum teire. So, Rabbi Yosi says, bishvi niton. Loy mishum teirech Shabbos. There was no time to be oile als teirech Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, B'sheini Olo Moshe, V'shoma V'atam Tiyuli, V'yored V'higit, B'gimol Olo V'shoma Hagbola, V'yored V'higit, B'dalet Yorad Lafrishan, V'shuvloi Olo Ad Kabolas Hadibrois, She'olu Kulam. But Rashi says She'olu Kulam, I don't understand. The mitzvah's Hagbola was that they were not allowed to be Oilon in Moshe Rabbeinu. Talu boh, ma'achesh le'ola meichin yorat, amrinim b'dalet yorat, amrit ola v'yorat, aleim b'dalet ola v'yorat, v'shuv le'ola. V'chmishi bonem mizbeich, k'dorsi v'yivim mizbeich tachas ho. My love, mishum teire lehoi le p'nai lalois, shekiblu kulon yachad es hadibreis. So the Gemara says, no, mishum teire ach Shabbos. Doresh ahu glilo, olei derav chizdeh. Avchizda was sitting and he was standing. Brich Rachmane de Yoav Urientli Soi, he gave us a Teire Mishuleshes, Laamtli Soi, Ta'am Mishulesh, Al Yedeitli Soi, to a person who is the Shlishi in the family, Biyomtli Soi, on the third day. On the third day, that means the third day after the Prisha. That was the third day after the Prisha. B'yalchet lisoi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not true. It was given on the fourth day. Yosi v'yamechot midatoi. Kiman kirabono. So the Gemara says it's going according to the Rabbono. Rabbi Kivege asks Akashe. He asks, he doesn't understand what's the Gemara's Kashe. B'yoyim tlisoi, the third day. We heard Rashi when we started this evening. Rashi says, it says, Vayihi Bayoim Ashlishi. It says the third day. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Hadilam Shatan Posig. So Rashi says, Shlishi Liyomim Shleimim Shaleilom Imam Koma. It is Shlishi to the, after the two whole days. This is the third day. You don't count Wednesday because it's Ayoim Amocha, Ayoim Kemocha. So Shlishi Liyomim Shleimim. Frekt Rabbi Kivega. So what's the kasha? It says, "Vayi b'yoyim ashlishi." We say shlishi liyomim shleimim, and here it says b'yoyim tlisoi. And the Gemara asks a kasha. It's a kasha of Rabbi Yosi. Man kerabon. the Rishash has a teretz, but let us first see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Olei de Rav Chizde, Lifnei Rav Chizde. He was standing in front of Rav Chizde. Lafish Rav Chizde Yoishe, Vadar Shan Oymed, Kama Olei, over. The Dome Kimisha Oymed Lamala Min HaYoish, he's standing over him. Orientally Soi, Teire, Neviim, Uksuvim. That's the three Torahs. Agav Urche, the Ritva wants to say, orientally soy, the Ritva has two pshatim. One pshat is, Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, v'sisrei Torah. That's the orientally soy. Agav Urche, and Mirdi cannot to see this because the Goyin says, an apostle in Mishlei, and the pasuk in Kehelas, the Goyin says that there are three chalakim in Torah: Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, v'sisrei Torah. And in each chalik, the four ways how to darshan this pardis. So comes that the shleimus of Torah is 12 chalakim, ki zeh kol ha'odom. So the Goyin, that pshat, a person who knows zeh, which is gematria yud bei, that's kol ha'odom. Al kaponim, so the Goyin says, these three chalokim, Teire Shebiksav and Teire Shebalpeh, and Sisrei Teire, Mamish, the Ritva says that that's a taich orientally soy. Then the Ritva is another pshat. Now what's the three chalokim in Teire? He says that there's Sipureya Teire, Teire Samitzvais, V'Sisrei Teire. That's the three chalokim in Teire. So I'm just wondering if this Ritva is like a different Goyin. The Mailas HaTorah brings down from the Goyin that there are not Tayag Mitzvahs. There's much more than Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Goyin proves it, the Goyin proved it, he says, because it would come out, Holchumish Bereshis, there's only Gezelte Mitzvahs, it can't be. So he says, each word in the Torah is a Mitzvah. One can learn out from each word in the Torah different Mitzvahs and different Anhogas. That what it says, Tayag Mitzvahs, Tayag Shoroshim. That Tayag Shoroshim, but the Mitzvahs, Hirbolam Teiro Mitzvahs, that there's no tzol. And he says, if a person looks in the Torah every second of his life, he can be Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Yeraisa. That's what the Goyin brings, that's what the Ma'alos HaTorah brings from the Goyin. So I'm just wondering if this Ritva stems with the Goyin, because he makes it three, Sipureya Teire, Teire Sa Mitzvahs. According to the Goyin, in the Sipureya Teire, you have their mitzvahs also. So I wonder if this Ritva stems with the Goyin that the Ma'alos HaTorah brings. Al koponim, la'amtli soy, kanem levim yisraelim. Al yatli soy, moishantli soy lebet, miryan aran amoshe. Biyantli soy leprishes. Akashan Rabbi Yosi. The Ma'alos says it goes according to the Rabbah.